When I say that a woman is a slave to her children, I don't mean necessarily that that's a bad thing. It is a sweet slavery. She loves her children, that's for sure. But it is slavery nonetheless, and it takes place at the moment when the baby is placed in her arms. From that moment on, she is in love with that baby, and that love will endure for the rest of her life. She should have a right to decide if she wants to create that bond. And she should not be forced into that contract, that lifetime commitment, without due consideration and full enthusiasm and voluntariness. She should never be forced into a lifetime commitment like that. Most women, given the choice, will not have children unless they know that they can take care of those children. And most women who have too many children would not want another child because they wouldn't want to hurt the children they already have. So the idea of placing the choice in the hands of the woman and taking it away from the man, where it has been, is a good idea because the woman cares more than the man about, number one, her own health and her own energy, and secondly, the energy and the health of her children, whereas a man really doesn't seem to care at all. He can go through four women and have six children each, like the Muslims do, and not think a thing about it. He doesn't care that they live in poverty. He just struts about with his small stature and his dark skin and his greasy face and his really ugly features and talks about what a wonderful man he is because he has 16 children. This man should not be allowed to make these choices. At least the Muslim woman has some personal interest in limiting her births. So she should be the one who gets to decide. And this is going to take a huge revolution in thinking, not a violent revolution, but we should never have spent $100 trillion on the war in Vietnam, Iraq, or $10 trillion, or whatever it was. We should never have spent that money on those shooting up that country. That was stupid. We should have been distributing birth control. Mic is free.